entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning, Rev, and good morning from the Sioux Falls Convention Center. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to the 2014 Home Show. It's part of 607 in our original It's Your Business series. Now, we'll be live on location. We're just inside the door. I don't know if they want us to be cold or if they just want people to see us as we come in. But you can decide for yourself. 55th annual Sioux Empire Show, and you'll find over 200 related booths all under one roof. It's your one-stop chance to visit with hundreds of experts firsthand. Bring your questions. Use your time wisely. You can talk to our remodelers, a guy like Steve Swenson, the handyman, Jim LeDuc from Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. Maybe it's flooring, landscape, design, cabinetry, or building a new home. This is a place to come. We'd like to start our first hour in the home show as we have done in the past. We bring in our financial experts, Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage, Brandon Martins, president of the Realtors Association, and Cindy Monin, president of the Home Builders. Cindy, yeah. You're the official hostess today, so you kind of need to set the stage as to what people should see and what you have planned for them this weekend.
Well, we're very excited about this show. As you said, it's our 55th annual. That's a long history. That means it's been going on since 1960. And so this is our industry's chance to show future customers or current customers the best that we have to offer, whether they want to remodel or build a new home.
Brandon, you're president of the Realtors Association, and the warmer weather after a crazy winter, we're told it's going to happen. Do you believe those weather guys?
You know, we're going to be changing our clocks on Sunday, so we'll definitely see what's going to happen as we continue on. Today is definitely not a showing of the warmer weather with the freezing rain falling, though, Bill.
You know, there's still a lot of home buying and building activity, even though we have cold weather.
Yeah, there really is. You know, definitely South Dakotans go out and brave the cold no matter what. There has been movement in the home market. We've seen a little bit more here happening now in the February coming into March, and we'll continue to see more coming in through 2014.
Jim Lowe, Advanta Mortgage. Cindy in our show on Monday talked about the need for interest rates to stay affordable. What kind of projections do you think we're going to see?
Well, Bill, good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. I don't think rates are going to move much. We're not hearing as much about tapering as we did before the first of the year. Rates have been holding in there pretty steady between 4 and 5%, 4.5% primarily on 30-year mortgages. I heard this morning on the way here that the employment numbers are really great. 180,000 jobs for February, which was really above the projection. And also the stock market's soaring. Sometimes that doesn't mean really good things for the rates, but the economy is starting to come around, and I think that's the most important part of all.
We noticed South Dakota housing ticked up just a little bit yesterday, and it's funny, numbers you never can predict. You know, we saw more jobs, but we saw the unemployment rate go up 0.1% this morning.
Yeah, bonds are down a little bit, which will create a higher interest rate when they're selling those bonds out in the housing authority. They price out pools of money and set the rate based on what the bond market is, and that could change again within 30 or 60 days. So,
we're at the home show, which opens up in just about 49 minutes, 10 o'clock today, 10 to 9 on Saturday and Sunday, and then 11 to 5 on Sunday. 2013 was a record year for building permits. Home sales were up 20% in the Sioux Empire over 2012. Now, for each of you, will the home show be a sign of the interest in home buying, the building, remodeling market? And if so, what do you think is needed in addition to more homes to buy and labor to help build them? Cindy, we'll start with you.
Well, you know, Bill, I think like some of the other folks here have mentioned, Jim and Brandon, we need some confidence, you know, confidence to move ahead with your life, whatever that might be, remodeling, building a new home. So, and I think we're seeing that as we hear positive numbers about our economy, like Jim talked about, you know, people just start to feel more comfortable and they'll make some changes in their lives. And that means maybe a new structure, somewhere different to live. So I think we need those sort of things.
Brandon, how about from the real estate side?
You know, I think when you start seeing the confidence, like you mentioned, you know, you're going to see more people coming to the home show, checking out who is available to do the work that they're looking on doing, either on their current home, build a home, whatever the situation may be. I think it's going to be a fantastic home show. And if you're not here, you definitely need to reconsider.
Nicely put. Jim?
And Bill, I agree. I predict this will be a record turnout this year. It's been really cold. People have been cooped up in their homes for 2 months. We're supposed to get a little nice weather over this weekend. I think people are maybe looking, if they're not looking to buy a house, they're looking to remodel their house, and they can find anything they need out here to start that process. So, yeah, we're pleased to be in the show. Incidentally, just a side note here, you talked about the 55th annual show. This is my 40th home show, so I've been around here for a while.
Yes, you have. That's Jim Lowe at Vanna Mortgage, Brandon Martins, president of the Realtors Association, and Cindy Monin, president of the Home Builders, for each of you. And we'll start just so Brandon doesn't think I just think he's a piece of work. You know, we got to do this the right way. What do you like about the home show?
Well, first off, to answer the piece of work question, we do have proof that was said at the last real estate numbers show. So, yeah, I've got record of that, by the way.
But it was a nice piece of work.
Absolutely. You know, the home show, my favorite part is coming out here and really connecting with people that maybe I don't know that are already in this wonderful building business, whether it's remodeling, banking, you name it. They're out here. They're showing their support for Sioux Falls, for the economy, and for what's coming.
Jim, same question, the home show. You said you've done 40 of these. Well, you don't look that old.
Well, thank you, Bill. Neither do you. This is like the country fair. You know, you come out here to see everything that's here, but invariably you run into somebody you hadn't seen in 5 years. And as I work the booth, there's people come by that I made home loans to a long time ago. So come on out, join the fun, take a look at all the exhibits are here, and catch up with your old friends.
Cindy, I'm going to broaden the question a little for you because you have the knowledge of everything that's inside. You have some sessions that people can study. They need to ask questions. You got all the good stuff. So you got a chance here with your two-minute elevator spiel to tell them why they need to be out here. And I think it was Brandon that said, you need to come out. There's something wrong with you if you don't spend some time out here thinking about your own home, regardless of whether you're buying, selling, or if you're just trying to fix it up.
Right. And I guess I wanted to add, I think it's just there's an excitement here that you don't want to miss out on. But you want to come here so that you can get questions answered, so you can make contacts, like Jim said, so you can just, you know, maybe if you're just thinking about that new project, this is the place to gather information so that you can follow up later and get all those questions answered. You can also attend a lot of free workshops. You know, you can learn about water and fire damage in your home, kitchen remodeling, window coverings, floor trends, decorative concrete, all of this in one roof. And all for one price. You know, where else could you do that?
All right, so what does it cost them to get in?
It's $7 at the door. They can get tickets at Lewis Drug for $6. Today, I think, is Senior Day, and I believe seniors get in for $5
Jim, she's
today.
Looking at you and I already.
She did look at me. Didn't.
Sorry. I'm not far behind you guys now. So anyway, so today would be a great day. And like they mentioned, the weather, I think, is really going to be cooperative. You know, there's only been one home show in 55 years that we've had to cancel due to weather. So, and that's not going to happen this year. So it's going to be a great day to come out here.
Well, and if you're not coming out, you need to talk to somebody that does come out. Make sure you have some questions. You got all these experts out here, and that's one of the themes that we've talked about all week long, is having those questions ready. And if you have the opportunity, you can go online, you can actually see who the exhibitors are, and you could have those ready when you walk in the door and go right to that booth.
Yes, you can go, I believe, to our website, hbasouempire.com, and find out information about the home show. And, you know, one more time, 10 to 9 today and tomorrow, 11 to 5 on Sunday.
Now, next year, We got a new building. What happens?
Well, we're excited about next year, and actually, I will be following the stewardship of Kevin Zomerman, who's the chair of the home show this year. And next year, we're going to expand into the arena space. So it gives us half again as much space. So we're excited about that. We have a lot of folks that are waiting to get into this show, to be exhibitors at this show. And so we're going to be able to offer them that opportunity.
Cindy Monin, president of the Home Builders. I'll see you twice more in the next hour.
Yes.
Start the hour, close the hour down. Brandon Martins, president of the Realtors Association. He's a really good guy. If you see him, tell him that that's what I said about him, and there's now a record of me saying that about him on the air. And Jim Lowe from Advana Mortgage. We appreciate all three of you being here. You know, we got a Summit basketball tournament that starts tomorrow. We started the Summit today with real estate, home building, finances.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll see all three of you Monday on our Real Estate Home Builder Show. There you go.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Brandon. Man, a few words. When we come back, we're going to see what the media says about the home show. And we'll also check in with the rest of the story from Jody Schwan of the Sioux Falls Business Journal. All from the home show, which opens at 10 here at the Convention Center. We're back at the 55th annual home show. Doors open in about 40 minutes with 10 to 9 today and tomorrow, 11 to 5 on Sunday. We just finished talking with the leaders of the builders, realtors, and our voice on loan financials in our first segment. Jody Schwan joins us as we move into the second segment of the show. Jody, before we get into the cover story and the rest of the story, your report card, your report on the summit, where we are with building, real estate, and finances.
Yeah, oh, well, just a little bit of everything in there, Bill. All right. I had a chance to wander around the show here as I got here for once a bit early. I'm just amazed by the diversity of the exhibitors out here. You know, there are more than 200 of them. And I got a chance to look at everything from some overviews of new housing developments around town to some of the new and emerging businesses, some cool technology. I mean, there's just a whole lot going on out here. And I think we're going to see a lot of interest from homeowners, and I'll tell you why. You know, we talked earlier at the end of February about those month-end building numbers, and a lot of it was down compared to last year, which was a record year. And we talk about the cold, nobody wants to be out building, but the one indicator that was up was additions and remodels for residential projects. I think we permitted 10 million in that category through February, and that's twice what we had done last year. So a couple things going on there. A lot of contractors liked those inside jobs, they picked those up, and a lot of homeowners, here's my theory, we're all inside all winter looking around in our houses and maybe saying, oh, maybe I should update that. You know, maybe I should go do this project. So I think that cabin fever might prove to be beneficial for some of the exhibitors out here, combined with that forecast for the weekend, which is pretty good. I remember a lot of home shows wading through snow and ice, and this is a pleasure so far and a nice forecast too.
Jody, I remember your first column that you'd written in how many years?
Let's see.
Was that 12, 13 years?
Yes.
It's been a while since you'd written one. But
yes.
You talked about Cleveland.
14 years, yeah.
You talked about the fact that at one time they were this, and there were some mistakes made. Sioux Falls today is in a real growing situation. How do we avoid being a Cleveland or a Detroit of the future?
That's a huge question, Bill, and whoever can figure that out is going to have a wonderful career, either in elected leadership or city planning or both. I don't know. But you know, you have to look at a combination of things. And there are many stories like Cleveland. There's Cleveland, there's Detroit, there's Pittsburgh. And what happened in many cases was they were slow to react when things changed. I mean, they built their economy on a manufacturing base in many cases, and then business changed, different forces came into the market, and they did not adapt, and they did not, in some cases, plan for smart growth. And that's what we tend to refer to as suburban sprawl. So they put policies in place, they invested in certain areas that encouraged people to move outside of the core, to grow into the suburbs. There's nothing wrong with that as long as you're continuing to maintain the core and to do the best you can to make it as attractive, as appealing to live in the center of town and in the older neighborhoods as it is to live in the newer ones. And so when we talk about updating houses, I guess to bring it back around to where we are today, that's a huge step. If you can maintain and improve that housing stock in the core parts of the city and in the older neighborhoods, that's going to go a long way to avoiding some of the mistakes that other urban areas have made as they grow.
Seems like a long time ago Monday we talked about ice cream. We talked about people trying to sell their business as they retired. What's the rest of the story?
Yeah, our cover story this week was about baby boomers retiring, specifically those boomers who own businesses. So the ice cream came into play with the owner of one of the B&G Milky Way locations, the one out on Sycamore Avenue. She's looking for a buyer. And baby boomers have found kind of a mixed market, I think, when it comes to putting their businesses on the market, you know, especially those that are in retail, small businesses. They demand a big commitment from whoever buys them. And so it has proven to be a bit of a slow process in some cases. And when we talk about the rest of the story, I think I want to reference some good tips that we included for selling a business, because a lot of our listeners are business owners. And there are some things to keep in mind if you might want to be selling your business. I'll just hit on a couple of them here, Bill. One is knowing the value, understanding what the market will bear. It's kind of like selling a house. If you price your house out of the market, you're going to be sitting on it for a long time. So consult some experts who can do that type of analysis for you. And speaking of professionals, you know, bring in your attorney, bring in your banker. I mean, this is probably some obvious stuff, but get that professional guidance to make sure that you're doing everything right. And then when it comes to having a conversation with the potential seller, don't just talk about what your business is today and hopefully your balance sheet is in good shape, but talk about what it's going to be in the future, what your vision was, and what the potential might be for a new owner to bring in their own vision. So some things to keep in mind there. Another one interesting, the average business takes 8 months to sell. So don't think you're going to just turn this around fast. Have a plan.
Patience.
Yeah, and have a little patience.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. You'll be back with us with a new cover story on Monday?
I will.
All right, we appreciate that. Jerry Berg, InTech, is in the home show, booth N10, but you're actually outside, if I remember right.
We're just outside the front door.
So there have been a lot of stories this week about broken pipes. And I know that you didn't break the pipes, but sometimes they call you to take care of those.
Actually, they call me and all my competitors a lot. This week, just because there's been, you know, the pipes are already broken, and so now it's happening. And as we get warm weather, they're starting to thaw, and they're all under pressure. So there's water running everywhere.
You know, you are the biggest of the restoration companies. You've been doing it for a long time. You've got a show out here. I noticed you got a little something that you wanted to share. What should people come and see about at InTech here at the home show?
Well, they should come and stop at the booth. We're just outside the front door, and talk to my guys or gals, whoever happens to be there. And we're offering some specials, some home show specials that we have a flyer that we will hand you. And, you know, so there's carpet cleaning packages and some furnace cleaning, furnace and ductwork packages, along with dryer vent cleaning. And the other thing is, we're going to be giving away several carpet cleanings, whole house, and a couple of duct cleaning, you know, the whole furnace and ductwork. So, but you register and we draw the last day, and then we'll give you a call.
We always tell people with this home show, don't come out and just walk around. You could see lots of faces. You could pick up lots of cards. But you ought to come out with your questions, things that you want answered.
You bet. You know, most of my people, I would say all of them, but they're all well-versed in everything we do, so they would have the ability to answer any question regarding cleaning and restoration and, you know, how to... You know, what to do about mold, how to check for moisture in walls and so forth, what to do if you've got issues with a dryer vent. I mean, just any number of questions we answer on a daily basis. So, you know, don't be bashful about stepping up to the plate. I mean, they're going to be standing there anyway. They might as well be having a pleasant conversation with somebody. So please come by.
You know, we talk all the time on the air, and we get a chance to visit about the most asked questions you're getting. The pipes are something that you reminded people that you need to keep things warm. We've had a winter that people be writing about, that winter of 14 in 10, 20, 30 years.
That's a fact. You know, as cold as it was, there's been, there obviously, there's been colder winters, and what was this, the third or fourth or fifth coldest winter But every winter, and things have changed since years ago. I mean, houses are insulated different. Your lifestyle changes. I mean, just all kinds of different things happen in the life of a house. So consequently, even trying to keep things warm isn't always, you know, the answer, and you still get a frozen pipe. I guess as things start to thaw, my advice would be to just check everything out. Keep your eyes and ears open, you know, to different noises in the house, which most of us would do anyway, and just be checking those spigots from the inside to see if they've cracked. In other words, if you have the ability to go in your house and look and see where the pipe goes outside the house, just go inspect that and see if it looks like there's any issues, so you can get them taken care of before you turn that thing on for the first time. You know, the ground is frozen very deeply, and I heard the other day, and something I didn't know, is that as the frost comes out, before it comes out, it goes a little deeper, which could mean that, you know, if you haven't been affected, you still might be affected. When you live in a house all the time and you keep the water running, chances of it freezing are pretty slim. But houses that sit for a while, whether on vacation or, you know, gone for the winter, I mean, those are the ones that the pipe breaks in the ground and then it follows the trench, regardless of how old the trench is. It follows the pipe to the house and, you know, another issue. Anyway, water in the basement, it's a big deal.
Jerry Berg, InTech, as you come in the convention center door, you just look straight ahead. There's InTech.
We're the first one on the right by the main door, so please stop and see us and fill out a card so that we can draw your name for some free services.
Jerry, appreciate you taking time. Let's have a great home show.
Thank you very much.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit with Jim LaDuke. We'll see how many push-ups he's done this morning and see what else is cooking. One of the remodelers in our remodeling show is in the home show. In fact, he's right here, mic'd up, ready to go. Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery.
Morning, Bill.
L23, but that doesn't mean much unless you come in and you start looking at numbers.
Absolutely, and today's a great day to be coming in because the basketball tournament isn't on today, so there's plenty of good parking close to the doors, and also this is the day where the attendance is probably the lowest, so you don't have to fight the crowds. You can have the undivided attention of the exhibitors that you want to talk to.
We do have roughly 200 exhibitors, and one of the things we did in our Tuesday show, Jim, was to remind people to have their questions ready. Use this time wisely. Come out. There are no dumb questions. Know where you want to go. Go online. You can look at the exhibitors, or just when they see Jim smiling back at them,
absolutely,
they can ask you a couple of questions.
Absolutely. And I hope they do come in and have a lot of questions, because I love a challenge. I love to be able to help people with their projects that they're working on. And lighting is a very important aspect of any remodeling or home building project.
I was kind of intrigued. You were telling me that some of the people that will come through the show on Friday may be with you in your store before the day's over. It may be 2 years later.
Oh. Yeah, we know from experience that every year that within hours of people being in the booth, we find them in the store, and they're active buyers. They come in there, they've come out to the show on purpose to learn something, and they learn where they can find the product. And it's not just my store. It's the vast majority of the exhibitors out here that I've talked to. Say the same thing, that this is some of the best advertising media that you can use to reach the serious buyers.
Most asked question you're anticipating?
Well, that'll be on LED and what's new. The things that we're going to show out here will be LED, and also The retro light bulbs, the nostalgia ones that with the old Edison light bulbs, filaments that you see in a hairpin shape or curly Q. But there's also some, we've got some retro fans, little table fans and that sort of thing. Very attractive booth this year.
Jim LeDuc, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, L23 is where they're at. And we look forward to hearing just what they did ask and the stories you'll have next time we talk on the 18th.
I'll be looking forward to it. The home show is probably the biggest event for the exhibitors out here to reach the people who are seriously building homes or remodeling their existing homes. So,
Jim, we'll look forward to it and let you get back to the opening.
Thank you very much for having me.
We get to bring in Becky Nisus from DataQuick. Pretty darn quick.
Good
to have you with us.
Thank you.
Home show is a great place for people to look and visit, but as they do that, they should keep in mind not only the first step in the home buying process, but the closing, which is pretty darn important.
Yes, we get to see everybody at the end when they're all excited to get into their new house, and that's the best time. By the time they get to us, hopefully all the stress is gone, and it's just a simple, pleasant process.
Why choose DataQuick?
Well, I truly believe we are a small title company compared to the other three here in town, but we have a very friendly service, and we're all local. So if anyone needs anything, they can call, and they're going to get someone right away, or they can always stop in, and someone will pop out from their office and have a chance to visit with them.
All right. It's always fun with people that are in the show. They always send me little notes. Make sure you ask me about. Yours was a lien waiver.
Yes. The home builder program this weekend reminded me the lien waivers. We see a lot of those when it comes to new construction, and we just strongly recommend that people use them. It's just a way to ensure that the subcontractors are being paid, and by signing that lien waiver, you know, they're stating that they have been paid in full, and it just covers the buyer and the builder to ensure there's no mechanics liens down the road.
Other advantages to DataQuick?
Well, I think we're very quick. We're at a 3-day turnaround time for our title work. If you need anything sooner, all you have to do is call and ask to speak to Donna or myself, and we'll make sure you have it. And we're very flexible. You know, we try to do all our closings in-house. However, if you've got a special customer that needs some assistance outside the office, we're happy to make the trip as well.
And if you are going to do a for sale by owner closing, or if you're going to do a cash, check them out, because they have the information. They can get it done because they're kind of like a community bank. They can just walk over to the next little pod and say, let's get it done.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
DataQuick.
You're always right.
Oh, Becky, good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to Rosewood Homes. I'd written in Rachel. She's a lot better looking than this guy.
Yep, unfortunately, you're stuck with me, Bill.
But you know what? You and I have not talked on the radio in a long time.
Correct.
I was thinking the last couple of years I've always talked with your better half on that side of it. But it's a husband-wife team regardless. And you guys have made Rosewood Home kind of a household name here in the area.
Yes, we've done very well over the years, and we've grown quite a bit. We have our own in-house draftsman now, so that we can draw all your homes in full 3D, so you can see them before you even build them. And we have a design studio, so that you can pick everything out inside your house before, in our office, in our design studio, and not have to run around town, and saves yourself a lot of time.
27 years combined experience is what I read, or is that an old print online?
Well, we might have a little more years experience now. Yes, my wife and I, actually, I've been in the business for a little over 20 years now, and then my wife, she actually started out as a framer with me, so she's been in the business a long time, and so she knows all about building homes.
A home show. You guys are just outside of the main arena. People
yep.
can have a chance. You're not too far away from InTech, which we just visited with. That's where I've seen you the last couple of years. Do you like being in that spot?
Well, yeah, it's you got a lot of great traffic coming through, and then with the basketball games going on, we do get phone calls from people outside the Sioux Falls area because they've seen our booth there and was inquiring about us. So it, with the traffic that comes through here, it's just great, and everybody has a chance to talk to us.
Why should people consider Rosewood Homes?
Well, the main thing about considering Rosewood Homes is how we can help you through every process. We do also have our own real estate firm, so we can list your home, we can design your home with our own in-house draftsman, we can design, and then we can help you pick everything out in your home in our design studio. So it saves you a lot of time and a lot of stress by going through us.
You and I have been talking 2-3 years, and we always talk about the fact that you have a very nice concept. You've got a quality control. You got somebody that knows how to get on the roof. I'm not sure which one does which.
Well, right now it's me that's out there always in the field. My wife sometimes, you know, she's been in the office quite a bit, and she's really itching to get out. And with the nicer days coming, I'm sure you'll see her more and more out there.
Most anticipated question for you for this home show.
Most anticipated question.
What do you think? What do you normally get question-wise? What do they want to know?
Most people are... If you've never built a house before, a lot of people don't know where to start and how to go about it. And they don't know what level of service every builder has, like from finding a home site or whatever. The one thing that that relieves them a lot is that we help them through every part of their home, from finding the home site, we'll drive them around, find them a home site, you know, helping them design their house, being able to help them pick everything out in their house. It's just... You know, it's just like if I was to do somebody else's job, I would be a little nervous about it too, because I wouldn't know so much about it. So we are always in that understanding. So when they come to us to build a home, we know that we want to help them through every stage of building that home, so that they know that, so that they feel a little more comfortable.
Larry, from Rosewood Homes, you can go builtbyrosewood.com or come on out just outside the door here. It's not really outside the door, but it's in the walkway as you move towards the Summit Tournament, and you guys... We're at the Convention Center, and we are now just 15 minutes away from the opening of the 55th annual show, 10 to 9 today, and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Julene Edwards, Connecticut Water, the official water of It's Your Business. Julene, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You are in booth K3. Where is that?
That would be in the northeast corner of the convention center.
All right, you have some specials for the show. You sent me a note. Everybody's sending me notes this week. Can you share with our audience what we're talking about?
Well, we've got some great specials going on with our water softeners and drinking water systems. As Bill has mentioned before, I've been on the road now for about 3 weekends in a row. And
you know, so, where you are?
Well, I think I do. I'm home anyway in Sioux Falls. And so we do have some great specials for those that will be stopping by the booth and for those that we will be going in and visiting in their homes as well.
All right, we do say about Connecticut, throw away the cord, salt, and it's better to buy than lease or rent. What do we mean by all that?
Well, we'd like to say throw that cord away because we don't use any electricity, and that's what sets us apart from all of our competitors. And that way we are more efficient with salt usage and also with water usage.
And what people might not know too, Julene, is that you're both business or residential, and you have had a lot of testimonials because you haven't been doing that just a year. You've been doing it at least 10 years?
Well, I'm in my 11th year up here, but I've been doing water treatment with Connecticut for 14 years.
14 years.
Correct.
So if we were talking to a business, what would they tell us? Because Valentino told us a couple of stories.
Yes, he did. He's had the equipment in his restaurant for many, many years before I even got to Sioux Falls. So, and we've done some larger projects as well. And everybody in the maintenance area likes our equipment just because they don't have to do a lot to it, but just put salt in the salt tank and they're done with it.
All right, what do you anticipate as a question that you're going to hear here today that you probably heard last weekend, you'll hear next weekend, and all those shows that you're doing?
That's correct. Most of the time, it's all about our technology. How do you really work and the functionality of the equipment, and also, what's in your water, and is my water safe? Is it a good quality for drinking and cooking and baking as well?
Makes sense to me. Julene Edwards, she will be at K3, Connecticut Water. Ask her about being the official water of It's Your Business. See if she can give you a little sample while you're in the booth.
We do have samples, Bill, in the booth.
Good.
Yeah?
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Julene, have a great show.
Thank you.
On the other side of me right now, politically incorrect here. He's on my left side.
Politically incorrect.
Mike Austin, Dakota Radon Mitigation. And you are at N7. What is an N7?
N7, well, I'm not sure about that alphanumeric number, but when you come into the convention center right on the main entrance, walk to the left on the breezeway, and we will have a radon awareness booth with Dakota Radon Mitigation. We will be showing people the ways of how we install mitigation systems. We will be telling people about the cost. We will be giving heavily discounted radon test kits that are available for people. They can test their own home. They'll know where they're at, Bill. We're going to have that at the booth.
Well, the A-team, we'll have the music out Monday when you're on the real estate show.
But there's no A-team bumper music here, Bill?
Rev says no A-team music today.
We'll try and get by, but...
We are in red states. 4.0 would be a good number. And your advice is people should come visit with you a little bit.
It's not unusual to have elevated radon levels in South Dakota. Radon is a cancerous gas that you can't see, smell, or taste. It gets into the home. It is a leading cause of lung cancer if you're a non-smoker. And in the Dakotas and Minnesota, right in this market, right with your booming audience range and your FM 107 audience reach, it's not unusual. Homes, new, old, or very old, any type, maybe commonly have a high radon level in the home. Get that checked. And we're going to show people how that gets done. I have an article in this month's Home Ideas magazine that's going to give you more additional pictures, detail the maps, and what we're all about with Dakota Radon Mitigation.
All right, we're going to have to save some of this for Monday. You get ready for your show. People are coming in the door like crazy. We're 11 minutes before the doors open.
Thanks, Bill.
We got to have a revival in this show. And my gosh, we have a concrete revival. Derek Farley, nice to see you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I had to go online. I see a location on Benson Road and in Irene. Is that incorrect?
That is incorrect. We're located exclusively in Irene, South Dakota.
Well, I thought so. I couldn't believe they had you listed on Benson Road. But Irene is a place that people know as a rural area. And the concrete revival, tell people what that means.
Well, typically what we're offering is a chance for people to take their existing concrete surfaces, walls or floors, indoors or out, and change their appearance through a variety of techniques that we offer. Typically we'll stain the concrete with a color and then provide an engraved pattern of your choice, as well as a complimentary durable sealer to protect your investment.
I see one of the things, if this is correct, I have to do a little homework and diligence online. Stay ahead of the Joneses by reviving your existing concrete. Is that a pretty good way to look at it?
Absolutely. Like I said, this is an opportunity for your existing concrete. Whether it's 30 days or 30 years old, we can come in and complement that boring gray with an entirely new look.
You talk about specializing in engraving, acid staining, polymer staining, concrete overlay. All things that you could talk about at the show?
Absolutely. And please come visit us in our booth at 06, just inside the main entrance to your left when you enter the convention center.
So what do you think will be the most asked question this weekend? You got 3 days of it.
We get a lot of requests to repair the concrete. The structural integrity of it most likely cracks and things of that nature. Unfortunately, we can do only so much with those, but we would be more than happy to show you how we can hide those cracks with a beautiful new design.
The revival, the concrete revival, direct from Irene, South Dakota. Derek Farley, we appreciate it. Have a good home show.
Thank you, sir.
When we come back, DeRev's going to talk with a couple of our guests. We'll talk Mr. Russ Hubendick. The number of jobs a little higher this morning, though the unemployment went higher as well. We'll also check in with Valentino's, all a part of getting ready for the home show, which opens at 10.
Welcome back to the final segment of It's Your Business Today. Bill Zortman out at the big home show going on. And he'll be back after Fox News, and then Jack Taylor's local news at the top of the hour. Right now, we're checking in with Russ Hubendick from Directional Motivation. Russ, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I am busy. How's that?
It sounds like you're busy when you answered the phone. I got a question for you, though. You said that you were out with the Civil Air Patrol last night. Tell us a little bit about what was going on out there with those guys.
Sure. Had a really a fun time. I was a presenter for their meeting last night and talked about a lot of different things in terms of character development, that type of thing, and interviewing and just some of the value traits that that they're trying to establish within themselves. It was really a good meeting. We had fun.
Had a lot of fun. I know a couple of guys that actually work with them, a good friend of mine. Now, I know that the Civil Air Patrol kind of gets taken for granted a lot of times, too, don't they?
They do, and they really provide a valuable service, more than, what a lot of people realize. And so my hat is off to them, for sure.
Awesome. Directionalmotivation.com and clientstaffingsolutions.inc. Is that correct? Nope.
.com on that one, too.
Oh, .com on that one, too. That's Bill's misprint right there, Russ. That's Bill for
I've
you.
I've seen his typing before when he sent me emails. So, yeah, I understand.
You know what's going on there. Now, this is a free service. You're structured to help veterans, but you do help everybody, and it's a free service, isn't it?
Yeah. We help all types of individuals to find employment. A lot of times they might be currently working but looking for a better opportunity, and we help them as well. Our fees are paid 100% by the employer, so there's no cost or obligation to an individual that's looking to better themselves.
That's the cool part. Yeah, the employer covers that, so it kind of that's mm-hmm. kind of nice, especially for the veterans. Now, you've got over 20 years of experience in the business. You've also written a couple books, Deployment to Employment and How to Interview. Give us a quick synopsis on those.
The Deployment to Employment book is really a step-by-step simplistic guide to help veterans really make it through that transitional period between military service and civilian employment. And we've just gotten tremendous response on that. And then How to Interview, what employers want to hear in today's competitive job market, has really been great help to individuals that are looking to make a change in their career, that type of thing. And so we are getting some pretty good endorsements out there now.
Mm-hmm. Where's the best place for somebody to pick one of those books up?
They can, of course, they can go to Amazon. We're out there, and it's in both paperback and also in ebook fashion. And then, or they can go to the directionalmotivation.com website, and the book is available on there as well, or both books are.
And if somebody needs to talk to you because they're interested in getting some help from you, what's your phone number again, Russ?
Sure. My number here is 605-362-8176, and then my extension is 101.
Awesome. Sounds good. Sounds like you're getting a call or something, text or something right now.
it's been busy today.
Well, that's great, Russ. Thanks for checking in with us this morning, and we'll talk to you again, okay, buddy?
Okay. Thanks, Rev.
You bet. Russ Hoovendick from directionalmotivation.com and clientstaffingsolutions.com as well. Let's move on and talk some lunch now. Today is Fish Friday out at Valentino's, and I believe we have Joy with us. Joy?
Yep, it's Joy today.
Hey, how's it going? Your dad shoveled the phone to you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your Fish Friday today, and tell us what else you got specials going on today out there at Valentino's.
Well, we got our great fish out today, and then we have a new pizza out, this shrimp Alfredo flatbread. That's just going to be out on Fridays.
Oh, okay, cool. And because of Lent, I'm sure you've got plenty of foods for people to choose from that are meatless, don't you?
Yep. Yeah, the fettuccine Alfredo, the crema, the pomodoro if you like sweet, or your spaghetti or rotini, beer cheese, tomato soup is out.
What about yeah, the tomato bisque and the corn chowder. And yeah, tell us all about your desserts because you're the expert when it comes to desserts.
Yep. We got the cherry cobbler out. You got to come and have that before we take that off.
Nice.
Won't stay out long.
Okay. Fish Friday today, first Friday of Lent over at Valentino's 41st and Willow. You guys are going to probably be pretty busy for the next week or two because of all the tournaments coming to town too, aren't you?
Yep. I'm ready for those guys.
Are you? That's good. I'm sure your dad's ready for them, too. Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, pizza, pasta, salads, desserts, everything. And run the Sunday brunch by me real quick, too, if you would, please.
We have ham, bacon, sausage, bacon, egg, hash brown casserole, and a key. Biscuits, gravy, muffins that have chocolate chips, cherries, sprinkles in them. We got our chicken or mashed potatoes, waffles and French toast with strawberries, cherries, and apples and whipped cream for topping and syrup.
Boy, you got me really hungry now, Joy. Thanks for checking in with me today. I'm glad I got to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again next hour, okay? Thanks, Joy, from Valentino's 41st and Willow. Bill Zortman, second hour from the home show, is coming up. The doors are opening in about 10 seconds. We'll be talking to Bill after Fox News at the top of the hour. Hello.